Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order. Canto Summary, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. First of all, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto our spiritual master, Om Vishnupada, Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, by whose order I am engaged in this Herculean task of writing commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam as the Bhaktivedanta purports. By Bhakti Siddhanta's grace, we have finished 3 cantos already, and we are just trying to begin this 4th canto. By His divine grace, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya, who began this Krishna consciousness movement of Bhagavat Dharma 500 years ago. And through Sriman Mahaprabhu's grace, then let us offer our obeisances to the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan. Then let us offer our obeisances to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, the transcendental spiritual couple who enjoy eternally in the land of Vrindavan with their cowherder boys and damsels in Rajabhumi. Let us also offer respectful obeisances to all the devotees and eternal servitors of the Supreme Lord. In this 4th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 31 chapters, and all these chapters describe the secondary creation by Brahmaji and the Manus. The Supreme Lord Himself does the real creation by agitating His material energy. And then, by His order, Lord Brahma, who is the first living creature in the universe, attempts to create the different planetary systems and their inhabitants, expanding the population through His progeny, like Manu and other progenitors of living entities, who work perpetually under the order of the Supreme Lord. In the first chapter of this 4th canto, there are descriptions of the 3 daughters of Swayambhuva Manu and their descendants. The next 6 chapters describe the sacrifice performed by King Daksha and how it was spoiled. Thereafter, the activities of Maharaj Dhruva are described in 5 chapters. Then, in 11 chapters, the activities of King Prithu are described, and the next 8 chapters are devoted to the activities of the Pracheta kings. As described in the first verse of this first chapter, Swayambhuva Manu had 3 daughters named Akuti, Devahuti, and Prasuti. Of these 3 daughters, 1 daughter, Devahuti, has already been described, along with her husband, Kardama Muni, as well as her illustrious son, Kapiladeva. In this first chapter, the descendants of the first daughter, Akuti, will specifically be described. Swayambhuva Manu was the son of Lord Brahma. Brahmaji had many other sons, but Manu's name is specifically mentioned first because he was a great devotee of the Lord. During the life of Swayambhuva Manu, 6 kinds of living entities were generated from the demigods known as the Tushitas, from the sages headed by Marichi, and from the descendants of Yajna, the king of the demigods. And all of them expanded their progeny in order to observe the order of the Lord to fill the universe with living entities. These 6 kinds of living entities are known as Manus, Devas, Manuputras, Angshavataras, Sureshvaras, and Rishis. Being the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yajna became the leader of the demigods Indra Deva. Recorded July 30, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Swamin iti namine.
Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Charane Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Tava Katamritam Tapta Jivanam. Kavibir Iditang Kalma Shapaham Shravana Mangalam Srimad Atatam Bhuvi Gurnanti Ye Murida Janaha. O my Lord Krishna, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities and they eradicate all sinful reactions. And whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. For these narrations are broadcast all over the world, and they are filled with spiritual power. Certainly, those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent, most benevolent, most magnanimous welfare workers.